こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jesse です。Jesse here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 24, Going on a Strange Hike in Japan. Thanks for joining us for this lesson. Tomoyuki, what did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 23?
In the last lesson, we learned how to say that something hurts. For example, お腹が痛いです.
Which is, my stomach hurts. In this lesson, you learn how to ask how something was, and also how to respond to that question. For example, how was the party? And it was fun.
That's right. What's going on in the conversation?
Kaori, Taylor, and Masato have just returned from hiking in the mountains.
Great. Let's listen to the conversation.
Tadaima!
Okaerinasai! Hiking wa dou deshita ka?
Tanoshikatta desu yo. Demo...
Demo?寒かったですか？
いえ、暖かかったです。でも、テイラーさん。
ただいま。ふう、疲れました。
変な顔。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
ただいま。
おかえりなさい。ハイキング。はどうでしたか？
楽しかったですよ。でも。
でも、寒かったですか？
いえ、暖かかったです。でも、テイラーさん。
ただいま。ふう、疲れました。
変な顔。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
ただいま。
We're home.
おかえりなさい。
Welcome home.
ハイキングはどうでしたか？
How was the hike?
楽しかったですよ。でも。
It was fun, but...
でも、寒かったですか？
But, was it cold?
いえ、暖かかったです。
No, it was warm.
でも、テイラーさん。
But, Taylor.
ただいま。ふう、疲れました。
I'm home. Phew, I'm tired.
変な顔。
Your face looks weird. Alright, so if you remember, in the last conversation, what happened again, Tomoyuki?
Taylor got scratched by a monkey.
That's right. He got a little too close and ended up getting scratched in the face. And that's how he learned how to say, my face hurts.
顔が痛いです。
And so now they've finished their hike and they've arrived back home. Did you notice the two new phrases we heard in the beginning of the dialogue?
They were, ただいまand おかえりなさい。
Let's go through each one. When Kaori, Taylor, and Masato got home, they said,
ただいま。
ただいま。And this means something like, I'm home, or I'm back. You say this when you return to some place after being away.
ただいま。
And the response to this is?
おかえりなさい。
おかえりなさい。And this means something like, welcome home, or welcome back.
おかえりなさい。
So when someone says, ただいま、you say, おかえりなさい、back to them.
That's right.
So let's hear these two phrases again and practice.
Okay.
Listen and repeat.I'm home, or I'm back.
ただいま。
Okay, again, listen and repeat. Welcome home, or welcome back.
おかえりなさい。
Great, now let's go over one more word, and that is?
変な。
And this means strange or weird. The actual word is just 変 by itself, but when it comes before another word, we need to say 変な。
In the dialogue, Chiemi said, 変な顔。変な is strange or weird, and 顔 is face.
So basically, she was saying that Taylor's face looked funny because it was all scratched up.
変な顔。
Okay, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask how something was, and also how to respond to this question.
Like, how was the party? And it was fun.
Right, this is very useful for making conversation in Japanese. You use this pattern to ask how something, for example, some event, place, or thing, was. You're asking about something that has happened in the past. Tomoyuki, can you give us our pattern?
Sure. To ask how something was, you can say, A wa dou deshita ka?
So again, you have A, the event, place, or thing you're asking about, followed by dou deshita ka?
This dou deshita ka literally means how was it?
Let's look at some examples.
Sure. As you know, party in Japanese is party. So if you want to ask how the party was, you can say party wa dou deshita ka?
Party wa dou deshita ka? How was the party? Listeners, please repeat.
パーティーはどうでしたか? Great. We also had a good example in the dialogue.
Right. Chiemi asked Kaori how their hike went.
Hike or hiking is hiking in Japanese.
So to ask how was the hike, we can say
Hiking はどうでしたか?
Hiking はどうでしたか? How was the hike? Listeners, please repeat.
Hiking はどうでしたか?
Okay, how was that? Not too bad, right? Now, we're going to learn how to respond to this question and say, it was fun or it was interesting.
Yes. Are you ready?
In this season and the last season, we've learned some adjectives, words that describe something.
Right. Like, 暑い
Hot.
寒い
Cold.
遠い
Far.
近い
Close.
美味しい
Delicious. And more. For this lesson, we're going to learn two more adjectives. The first is
楽しい
楽しい And this means fun or enjoyable. Okay, so all of these adjectives that we just gave you are in the present tense, which means we're talking about how something is right now. Like, it's cold, it's hot, it's fun, etc. What we're going to learn now is how to change these to the past tense. That would be, it was cold, it was hot, it was fun, etc.
That's right. First, have you noticed how all of these adjectives end in I with an E sound?
Like, 楽しい. Hear it? To change this word into the past tense, take away the last E sound and add 買った. So now, what does it sound like?
楽しかった.
楽しかった. And then to that, you just add です to make it polite.
楽しかったです.
And this is how you say, it was fun.
楽しかったです。Okay, repeat after me. 楽しかったです。
Okay, now say, it was fun in Japanese. Great! Now let's try the same thing with another adjective. Tomoyuki, how do you say interesting?
It's 面白い。
面白い。Interesting. Okay. Can you guide us through the steps to change it to the past tense?
Okay. Take away the last E sound and add 買った. So you get 面白かった.
面白かった.
And then you add this to the end. 面白かったです.
And this is how you say it was interesting.
That's right. Okay. Repeat after me. 面白かったです.
Okay, now say, it was interesting in Japanese. Great. Okay, now let's put the question and the answer together.
Sounds good. Jesse, ask me how the party was.
Okay. Tomoyuki-san, パーティーはどうでしたか?
楽しかったです。It was fun.
Excellent. Let's give one more example. Listeners, do you remember the word for movie?
The word for movie is 映画. Okay, here I go. 映画はどうでしたか? Jesse, how was the movie?
面白かったです。It was interesting.
Great job.
All right, everyone. How was that lesson?
Easy or difficult?
In the lesson notes, there's a chart that gives the past tense form of many more adjectives. If you check that out, you'll be able to make many more sentences.
Yes. Please give it a look.
Thanks for listening as always, and we'll see you in the next lesson.
ありがとうございます。
Until then.
じゃあ、また。
ただいま。
おかえりなさい。ハイキングはどうでしたか？
楽しかったですよ。でも。
でも？寒かったですか？
いえ、暖かかったです。でも、テイラーさん。
ただいま。ふぅ、疲れました。
変な顔。